Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotam, Klal Lama Beis, Simen Lama Gimel. We're talking about the halachas of speaking between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun. So we brought from the Gemara that it's problematic. In general, even if a person does speak, he still says Tachanun, not like the case of the Gemara. What constitutes speech for this regard? So there's a stir Mishabur and Simit Kuf Lamed Aleph, which is the halachas of Tachanun, says it's only Dibur, which is problematic, but Sicha Ba'alma, which means an engaged conversation is problematic. A light conversation, i.e. minimal type of conversation, is not prohibited. And the Mishabur earlier actually indicates even that is problematic according to his understanding over there. But over here he says that Sicha Ba'alma is not prohibited. So preferably a person should refrain from any type of conversation. But if he needs to have a brief conversation with somebody, he could do so relying on this din of Tzicha Ba'alma's Mutter, like the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. But that being said, a half significant hafsek is definitely problematic. So a person can't say Tachanun Shemoneh Esrei, then go home and say Tachanun at home. He has to rush home if it's Shemoneh Esrei, and run home and say Tachanun there. That would be considered a hafsek. The minhag of the Sfaradim is to say the Tachanun after Shemoneh Esrei. They say Vidui, which they see as part of Tachanun, and then they say Tachanun, and then they say on Mondays and Thursdays they add in the extra paragraphs of the Vehurachum. Minhag Ashkenaz is to add those in before Tachanun. Okay, but a hafsek is problematic. What about a situation where the Chazan, mistakenly so, thought that there was no Tachanun, and he said Kaddish, and really there was Tachanun was supposed to be said, but there has been an interruption between Shemoneh Esrei and the Tachanun by virtue of the fact that the Chazan has said Kaddish. So in general, that situation, even though the Chazan has said Kaddish, we still would say Tachanun. There is brought down a ma'aseh with the Chazanish. The Chazanish, once they had not said Tachanun, and they said Kaddish, the Chazanish told them not to go back and say Tachanun, but just to continue the rest of davening without saying Tachanun. This gets involved in a machlokes or a discussion in the Rishonim, where the Tachanun is a chiyuv midin in the Gemara. It's mentioned in the Gemara, as we saw, the idea of saying Tachanun. It was the more mechayiv, that's to say, the more it was a rishus. So the story which we discussed in the previous year would indicate that it was rishus because she was sort of preventing Rabbi Ezra from saying it, and he was allowing her to do so, thereby sometimes not saying it, or actually regularly not saying it. It would be a chiyuv that would not seem to make sense. If it's a rishus, it would seem to make sense, much more sense. That being said, nowadays we've mekabel it as a chiyuv, but it's not a chiyuv at the end of the Gemara, so minhagim will play a role, and that's why some of the days of Simcha, which seem to be maybe more personalized and private, individual Simchas of various people, but are able to affect the Tzibur. So the Torah says the reason why we don't say Tachanun in the Beis Chosa is because, since it's a Rishus and not a Chiyuv, and therefore we cannot say it Beis Chosa. If it be a Chiyuv, we would not forgo it because of Beis Chosa. And we will see as we go along that Kabbalistically, Tachanun is a very powerful thing, and it's also very dangerous. So we already mentioned how powerful it is that retribution was brought to Rabbi Gamliel through the office of Tachanun, through the act of Tachanun. But the Zohar talks about how powerful Tachanun is. Also points out if a person doesn't say right kavana, you can actually endanger the one who's saying it. So, once you combine that with the idea that it's not a chi of Gomer of the Gemara, it's only Rishus, that's why you understand the minhag of the Hasidim. If they find reason not to say Tachanun, they will do so. That being said, the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos brings a list of significant Gedolei Hasidus who were very makbid and were not happy with that minhag that the people were doing. Finding excuses not to say Tachanun. You see, Adarabha, from the Zohar, from the Gemara, how significant and important it was to say Tachanun, how powerful it is. And it's important to say it. The Zohar is mafli significantly about the kashivas of saying tachanun, and therefore they were not happy. And he brings out a footnote, a maisa with the Satmar Rebbe, that one time that the chazan went straight into Kaddish, and the Rebbe said that tachanun has to be said even though they already said Kaddish. And after the Kaddish, they all said tachanun. So here you see an example where there was a hefsek of Kaddish, and the psak was to say tachanun, even in the world of Hasidus, where sometimes they were more makel in saying tachanun, but the Rebbe was not happy with that. He felt it was inappropriate. If we don't understand how valuable tachanun is and how much it accomplishes, and the schus of saying tachanun, a person who says tachanun with the right kavana is guaranteed that he will not go through Gehenna. So why would people be running to find excuses not to say tachanun? Have a good day.